Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Beitza Daf Yud Ches, Beitza 18. Back in the Mishnah on the bottom of 17b, the Mishnah had recorded the position of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with respect to Yontif that comes the day after Shabbos. And a person needs to immerse their utensils. So Beis Shammai says that you have to immerse everything before Shabbos. That you have to immerse everything before Shabbos. That you're not going to immerse your utensils on Shabbos. Whereas, or a person on Shabbos itself. And Beis Hillel had said that Kelim Lufnei HaShabbos V'Adam HaShabbos. Beis Hillel had said that you can immerse the utensils prior to Shabbos, but the person themselves can immerse on Shabbos itself. So the Gemara assumes the Kuli Alma Miyas Kli B'Shabbos Lo. So even according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to immerse the utensil on Shabbos itself. That's the position. Everybody, even Beis Hillel, says you can't immerse the utensil on Shabbos. And so the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason why, according to everybody, you're not allowed to immerse the utensil on Shabbos? So says Rabbah, the Gemara brings several positions for the prohibition of immersing utensil on Shabbos. But the Gemara starts with the position of Rabbah. And the Rabbah says, on top of 18a, Gzeira, it's a decree, Shema Yitlenu Biyado, lest you take the utensil in your hand to immerse it in the mikvah, and you'll forget that it's Shabbos, Vayavirenu Arba Amos Bereshus HaRavim, and you'll end up walking with it 4 cubits in the public domain. This is a concern. We saw that the rabbis made a decree that you're not allowed to do other mitzvos on Shabbos, like reading the Megillah, or like pulling the shofar, or taking the lulav or esrog, because in all those circumstances, those are mitzvos directly, and we're concerned that you're going to walk 4 amos in the public domain with it. And even though there's also another concern that you might take it out of your private domain and bring it to the public domain, Rabbah specifically only mentions the concern that you might walk 4 amos in the public domain with it, because there are many times where if you take it from one domain into another domain, it's not actually going to be a biblical violation. Others say that this is actually that this is basically just a colloquial phrase of including both. So that's what some explanations are. So the Gemara is therefore just cited Rabbah's position that the reason why you can't immerse the utensils is because you might come to walk with it 4 cubits in the public domain. So Abaye gives a different answer. Abaye says, no, if your explanation is that the reason is because a utensil, it's prohibited on Shabbos to immerse because you might come to walk 4 cubits with it. If that's the case, Yeshlo Borba Chatzero, let's say the person has a kosher mikvah in their yard, and so therefore he has a pit in his yard, and he doesn't have to walk into the public domain with it at all. Michael Mamer, there's no concern there that he might walk within the public domain. So why are you concerned about the immersion under those circumstances? So therefore, since that's the question that Abaye asked, Rabbah responded to him, Gezerah Borba Chatzero Atu Borba Shasaravim. Rabbah says, no, they made a decree, that the rabbis made a decree that we're not going to allow you to immerse in a pit that you have in your own courtyard, because in a mikvah in your own courtyard, because you might come to then immerse it in a pit in the public domain. And even though we have a general concept called we don't make a decree upon a decree, this is not going to be considered, according to Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar, this is not going to be considered a decree upon a decree, because the pit in your courtyard and the pit in the public domain are really one thing. Both of them are called a pit, and so therefore it's one decree. The Ritva explains that even in Rabbah's answer, there's also the idea that even if there's no pit in the public domain at all, nevertheless, not everybody has a pit in their own courtyard. And so therefore, he might bring it to his friend. And so therefore, going to your friend's courtyard is indeed the same thing as carrying it to a pit in the public domain. And so therefore, that's the reason why it would not be allowed. So Abaye continues to challenge Rabbah. And Abaye says, Hatenach, I understand why it's going to be prohibited to immerse his utensils on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But Yom Tov, but what about in Yom Tov, where there's no prohibition to carry the utensil in the private domain? The prohibition of carrying from one rishus to another is allowed on Yom Tov, as we've seen in this tractate. That just like it's allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so too you're allowed to carry for the purposes of food. The Beis Hillel was lenient, and Beis Hillel allows you to carry on back on 12a. So if that's the case, it shouldn't be prohibited on Yontif. So the Gemara says, no, Gazer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. The rabbis made a decree that you can't do it on Yontif because you might gonna come to do it on Shabbos as well. And even though the only prohibition on Shabbos is because of a decree, the prohibition on Yontif is also not going to be considered a decree upon a decree, because Yom Tov and Shabbos are considered like one. And so therefore it's one prohibition. So this whole concept that by the immersion of the utensils, the rabbis made a decree on Shabbos because you might come to do it on Yontif, even though on Yontif, why wouldn't they make this decree about Yontif itself with respect to cooking? If you're allowed to cook on Yontif, then you should be, since you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you might come to cook on Shabbos, and therefore we shouldn't allow you to cook on Yontif either for that reason. Just like we're not going to allow you to immerse the utensil on Shabbos, on Yontif, because you might come to do it on Shabbos. So the commentaries explain that Taz has a fundamental position in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and which is often quoted, and he says that something that is explicitly permitted in the Torah, like cooking on Yontif, on the rabbis don't have the permission to prohibit it. And so therefore, cooking on Yontif, which is explicitly permitted, the rabbis can't make a decree we're not going to allow because you might come to cook on Shabbos. But the immersion of the utensil in the mikveh, the Torah doesn't discuss it. And so therefore, the rabbis can prohibit it on Yontif because you might come to do it on Shabbos.